Okay.
All right, it's on. Welcome, everybody.
Hi, guys.
This is the special edition of our podcast, the English-only version that we do every couple of weeks because I know everybody out there wants to learn English. So this time we give you the opportunity to just practice your listening while we speak only in English. So are you nervous, Sam?
Kind of.
Kind of a little bit.
What about you, Eddie?
No, I am nervous, surprisingly. Yeah, speaking in English makes me more nervous because people's expectations are higher.
Well, English is your mother tongue, it is.
Yeah, it's my mother tongue, but still, I don't know. When I speak English, I have to be perfect because I'm, you know, a native speaker. Mm. But if I speak Korean, I can make a bunch of mistakes. Nobody cares. People forgive me more easily, so,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. So let's start off by talking about our weekend. What did you do last weekend?
Last weekend? Mm-hmm. But nothing special, but I just watched a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of the movie... Did they have romance?
No, actually.
Yeah, I know. I know that you know just a few Korean celebrities, right?
Yeah, I don't know very many, that's true. Yeah. Were there some famous people in that?
Yeah, but they're popular with the Korean people, but I don't think they are
popular,
I mean, with the...
Abroad?
Yeah. So, I watched the movie several days ago, and one of the characters was quite interesting. I mean, yeah, the heroine, she is Taegangi. Yeah, she is really baby-faced.
How old is she?
I think she is in her mid-30s or something.
But she has a baby face?
Yeah.
How old does she look?
Still her late 20s.
How old do I look?
You? But
be careful now. Be careful with your answer.
But many people expect that, and I cannot say that. But you can, you guys check your picture.
Yeah, you can see my picture. That's right. We don't have to lie. Mm. They can check for themselves, right? Mm. Yeah, I used to look younger, but a lot of Asian people think that, you know, Westerners always look old, right?
I think so. But because, Asian people, they look younger for their age, right?
That's true. Yeah, I mean, I remember in high school, like, some of my high school friends, you know, had a beard.
Mm.
Like, they already looked, like, 30 years old or 40 years old. So maybe it's true. Westerners do look a little bit older, I think.
Well, I think, you look younger for your age.
No, that's good.
I mean, comparing to other foreigners.
Who are my age. They look old, don't they? Yeah. Okay. Mm. All right. So the weekend you saw a movie. Anything else?
Nothing. What about you?
I think I just I bought a Korean comic book. It's been a while, but I like to read comic books in Korean because there's a lot of dialogue. So you can learn like Korean slang and Korean street expressions. But when I read the newspaper, obviously I can't, you know, when I read 중앙일보 or 조선일보 or 한겨레, whatever, I can't find slang, right? I can't find those idioms. And so if you read comic books, because the whole story is told with dialogue, you can learn a lot of interesting slang.
Mm.
So I bought a comic book, but it had been a while, and I read that. That was fun, and that's all.
Mm. And one of my friends also, she studied Japanese by herself, but she read a lot of Japanese comic books.
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of people look down on comic book reading. They think it's a waste of time or whatever. But if you're reading a comic book in another language, you could learn really natural expressions because there's so much conversation in there. So that's one of the things that really helped me learn just like common dialogue in Korean was comic books. So I would recommend that to anybody. who wants to learn English. But the problem is most American comic books are what? Superheroes. Yeah, so the dialogue that comes out in a superhero that you can see in a superhero comic book is probably going to be a little strange. You know, if it's about Superman, it's going to be his special powers and different planets and things like that. So that might not be helpful. I don't know.
But do you have something like some ability, extraordinary ability you want to have?
No, that I want to have?
Yeah.
Oh, I never thought about that. No? Well, of course, just being able to fly would be nice.
Oh.
What about you?
Oh, like invisible person? Oh, yeah? Yeah, and just, I can so go to spy on people I like.
Oh, some celebrity you like and spy on them, stalk them all day long?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I guess being able to read somebody's thoughts, that might be interesting. Know what they're thinking.
Yeah, there was the person in that show, I mean, in the TV show Heroes.
Oh, right, you can do that?
Have you ever watched the show?
No, I've never seen Heroes, actually.
Well, I think the Heroes was really popular with the Korean people. Right. I recommend the show to you. No, he's American, but...
There's too many good shows, you know? There's not enough time to watch them all. Mm. So I didn't get around to it. But eventually, I plan to watch it and check it out. Okay, what was our topic? We were going to have a topic today, but too much small talk and no topic.
Well, actually, we didn't pick the topic.
Oh, no, we did. Magazines.
Magazine?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but just, do you read it, the magazine? That's all I know.
Oh, okay. Well, let's discuss that. I want to discuss, if you want to study English, what magazines do you think would be helpful for people studying English? And let's talk about the most common ones. Obviously, I see a lot of people reading The Economist. Mm. Seeing a lot of that recently. What else? Time is really popular. Yeah. What's another popular... you know, magazine, current events magazine for Koreans.
For Koreans, I think Time is quite popular, but the magazine, I think newspaper is better.
Newspapers?
Oh, because, Time or, like, Economist, those kinds of magazines are quite difficult to understand.
Right. I think so, too. If you read the New York Times... you know, they have to write articles all the time. Mm. So a reporter might write one or two articles in an issue. But in the case of Time, a reporter might work on an article for a whole week. Mm. So the level of writing, like the way that they use expressions and things like that in Time can be very difficult. Because they have a lot of time to beautify their writing and make it sound really elegant, very refined. So oftentimes when I read Time, I'm surprised by how beautiful some sentences are and how many metaphors they use. But I think that might be very difficult for some Koreans. So you're probably right. I think a newspaper might be a little bit easier. What newspaper or what... you said you have a subscription to Time?
Yep.
Online?
Yeah, but I subscribed to Time when I went to Book Fair. So I got a discount about like a 50%.
So you got a good deal? I think that the English edition that they sell here, though, is different than the English edition in America, you know?
Really?
Yeah, it's called the Asia edition, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
And it's in English, but it's different than our edition. Mm. It's a little bit different. But Time is fun. I think if you get to the point that you can understand everything in Time magazine, that means you're a genius. If you're a Korean and you can read Time magazine and understand all those expressions, that means that you're an expert at English. Because even for me, sometimes when I read Time, there's expressions in there that I don't know. And that's why I like to read it, because it's interesting. I learn new English expressions sometimes. So Economist also, I think, is a little bit hard. There's a magazine that... you know, now that I have an iPad, I can get all those magazines really easily through iTunes. So I have one that's called Popular Science. Have you ever heard of that?
I think so.
It's about, like, futuristic technology and things like that. That's interesting. And then what else do I have?
Oh, well, yeah. There are many kinds of magazines in the States.
That's true. Yeah, a lot of them.
Science. I think you also... like a Time or like not Economist, I mean like New York Times or what else? Yeah, Forbes or there are a lot of magazines, but for me those things look quite similar.
Yeah, if you go to a bookstore in America, you might be surprised because you'll see there's about 200 different magazines when you walk in there about everything. Like just about music, there's probably 20 or 30 different magazines about music. One would be about jazz. One might be about new age. One will be about classical music or gospel music. So yeah, there definitely are a lot of magazines to choose from. But since I'm in Korea, mm-hmm. I can't buy those, obviously. Mm-hmm. But there are certain ones you can get online. Mm-hmm. And another one, a men's magazine. We call those men's magazines. Yeah. Like there's Men's Health and whatever. And Maxim, Maxim, which always has like some.
Did you read it?
Sometimes.
I think he subscribed.
No. The articles are good. It's because of the articles.
The pictures?
No, not the pictures. No. No, but
a lot of nice pics.
No, so. But I don't care about that.
But do you read a fashion magazine?
Oh, like what?
Like
Vogue or something?
Like 16s.
No.
Glamour?
No, the men's magazine I sometimes read is GQ.
Mm.
And GQ, we talked a little bit about the way they write. They also have a very interesting writing style. It's very flavorful. It's very colorful, the way that GQ writes.
Mm.
So that's fun to read because their style is so interesting in the way that they write the articles. Mm. Maxim is a little bit more normal. Their writing style is more normal. But, okay, do you have any other magazines you want to recommend? If not, that's okay.
I cannot come up with
anything else?
I mean, I know some magazines, but I don't know. Just Korean magazines.
Just for the different categories of magazines, there's current events. Mm. So that would be like Time and in Newsweek. We have one called Newsweek in America. And then there's men's magazines, which is like GQ and Maxim. Mm. Women's magazines would be like Cosmopolitan and that kind of stuff. And specialty or area field magazines, which would be like Popular Science and stuff like that, music magazines.
Mm.
And then there's literary magazines. So literary magazines, teach literature or have contributions from different famous authors. So there's one called The New Yorker.
Oh.
And I enjoy that too. They have, for example, poems, poetry written by famous authors and short essays. Well, actually not short, fairly long, long essays written by famous authors.
Mm.
And I just got that. I just downloaded that yesterday and I really enjoy that too.
So do you think that the literature magazine is quite popular?
No. No? No, in America?
Yeah. Same here. I mean,
it's not really popular.
In Korea, but we have the kind of magazines,
right.
But I think it's not popular.
No, it's not popular. It's not that popular in America either, but the magazine The New Yorker has a very, very long history, and it's been around forever, and it's really well-known and respected, but it's not the most popular magazine or anything like that. Okay, well, anything else to talk about today?
No. What about you?
What about me? Oh, let's see. No, maybe not. What are you going to do this weekend? Any plans?
I would just hang out with my friends.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But you want to say something, right?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
You say, many people think, we are like, going out, but actually, of course not.
What? Of course? Yeah. No, we're not, yes.
But he's such a nice guy, but he's not my type.
It's good. You're not my type either. So there.
I'm seeing somebody, if my boyfriend is listening to this podcast, I want to say that. I love you.
Oh, wow. It's really romantic. That's really sweet. Yeah, it's beautiful.
I mean, I don't think he's listening to it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, well, I'm glad we added that on.
You want to say something for your future girlfriend?
Oh, no, I'm good.
Or for a future wife?
No. I don't want to leave any messages on here, because then...
Why?
No, because then maybe...
It's romantic. You said it's romantic.
Well, that's your style, not my style. My style. I like my privacy. Okay?
Really?
I like my privacy.
Okay.
So, don't invade my privacy, okay, Shine? All right. Well, I guess that'll do it for today, everybody. And thanks for stopping by.
Bye.
Bye-bye.